Hello, welcome to the Guilt, Grace, Gratitude podcast. This is one of your co-hosts, Peter Bell. We are on our Catechism Saturday series, walking through the Heidelberg Catechism. We're on Lord's Day 31, and this one I've titled Preaching. But before we get started in this week's episode, make sure you've tuned into this past Monday's Season 7, Jesus and All of Scripture, Episode 19 on the Proverbs, and this past Thursday's book club with Amy Bird, our repeat guest, on her Zondervan book, The Hope in Our Scars, a book on church hurt and abuse and the hope of Christ through it. So let's get started. Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 31 on preaching. And this one, we have three questions. Question and answer 83. What are the keys of the kingdom? The preaching of the Holy Gospel and Christian discipline toward repentance. Both of them open the kingdom of heaven to believers and close it to unbelievers. Question answer 84. How does preaching the Holy Gospel open and close the kingdom of heaven? According to the command of Christ, the kingdom of heaven is opened by proclaiming and publicly declaring to all believers, each and every one, that as often as they accept the gospel promise in true faith, God, because of Christ's merit, truly forgives all their sins. The kingdom of heaven is closed, however, by proclaiming and publicly declaring to unbelievers and hypocrites that as long as they do not repent, the wrath of God and eternal condemnation rests on them. God's judgment, both in this life and in the life to come, is based on this gospel testimony. And lastly, question answer 85. How is the kingdom of heaven closed and opened by Christian discipline? According to the command of Christ, those who, though called Christians, profess unchristian teachings or live unchristian lives, and who, after repeated personal and loving admonitions, refuse to abandon their errors and evil ways, and who, after being reported to the church, that is, to those ordained by the church for that purpose, fail to respond also to the church's admonitions, such persons the church excludes from the Christian community by withholding the sacraments from them, and God also excludes them from the kingdom of Christ. Such persons, when promising and demonstrating genuine reform, are received again as members of Christ and of his church. So two topics, we got preaching and we got Christian discipline. And so for preaching, modern preaching, if you've been to, well, we'll say your average evangelical church, your average non-denominational church, whatever it may be, even some Reformed and some mainline and many in between, you've heard preaching that's not dissimilar from a TED Talk. An interesting topic that the pastor may or may not know that much about, and he feels like you may need this information to live a slightly more fulfilled life, maybe with Christ at your side and cheering you on. And what does that do? Maybe it gives you some good advice, but likely your pastor is not educated enough in those specific arenas to give you that advice. You're better off reading a book, listening to a podcast on that, talking to a friend who's actually studied this. And it also doesn't tell the unbeliever anything about Christ. It doesn't condemn them outside of Christ. And it doesn't rest you in Christ. It does nothing of the sort. It's not based in Scripture. It's not providing both the law and the gospel in Scripture. It's not telling you that your sins are condemned under the law and that you know it, that you feel it. Even if you don't know what sin is and what the law is, all of us know guilt, all of us know shame, and all of us know that we failed. And it doesn't show you the restful gospel promise. So it opens and closes the kingdom of heaven. If you want to ask yourself, did that open or close the kingdom of heaven to believers and non-believers? Did it open the kingdom of heaven to believers? Did it show the riches of God's glory, of Christ's grace for them in the opening of the kingdom of heaven for them? And did it close the kingdom of heaven for those who don't proclaim Christ? Ask yourself that question after somebody preaches. And the same thing for Christian discipline. And maybe you've been under good discipline, and maybe you've been under poor discipline. Maybe this discipline was executed by a non-ordained person or gossiped about you to other non-ordained people. And this discipline, even if it was done by ordained ministers, was done to your shame, was done to your judgment, was done to just make you feel bad about what you did. It seems to just be a time when they can tell you everything you've ever done wrong, and then they tell you, all right, see ya. But notice, what's the purpose of Christian discipline? It's to bring you back. That's it. The goal is to have you repent and bring you back to the fold. And it's not to ostracize you. It's not to blacklist you. It's to withhold the sacraments from you, that gospel promise, until you come back. It's to hold you under the law until you come back to the gospel. So I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of the Guilt, Grace, Gratitude Podcast, or Catechism Saturday series, walking through the Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 31, on preaching. Make sure you tune in to this upcoming Monday, Season 7, Jesus in All of Scripture, Episode 20, on the Book of Job, and this upcoming Thursday's book club episode with Charles Kim on his Catholic University of America book, The Way of Humility, a book on the theology of Augustine's preaching. Hope you enjoyed this week's episode, and we'll see you next week. Bye.